Scotland is a land of secrets and legends. Hidden within the dark depths of Loch Ness lies a mystery unsolved for centuries. It is the Loch Ness Monster, or Nessie, as the creature is sometimes called. Nessie is part of a very long Scottish tradition. For many years, there have been tales of monsters in Scotland. Some of these creatures lurk within the country's lakes and rivers. We know about the history of monsters in Scotland because ancient pictures of these strange beasts have been discovered. The drawings were made by the Picts, people who lived in Scotland from around AD 100 to 840. The Picts carved images of large water beasts into stone almost 1500 years ago. One of the most fearsome water creatures was the Kelpie. According to Scottish legends that come from the time of the Picts, the Kelpie was an associate of the devil. It lived underwater and was often described as a cross between a bull and a horse, with two sharp horns on top of its head. It would emerge from the water when it was hungry. The Kelpie would magically transform itself into a beautiful horse with an elaborate saddle on its back. It would calmly graze by the side of a loch or river, waiting for an unsuspecting person to climb onto its back. The beast would then gallop back into the water, where its victim would be drowned and eaten by the Kelpie. In other versions of the legend, the Kelpie would take the appearance of a handsome young man and lure women to their underwater deaths. Kelpies were said to exist in most bodies of water in Scotland. Since there are more than 30,000 lochs and rivers in Scotland, that's a lot of Kelpies. There were other beasts in ancient Scottish legends. One was a killer seal that was known as a Selkie. It was said that these dangerous monsters could shapeshift and transform from cuddly seals into humans. In their human form, the Selkies would sometimes escort their victims into the water and devour them. The Burach Boy was a nine-eyed eel that would jump out of the water and wrap its body around a human's ankles. After the Burach Boy dragged its prey into the water, then it would suck its victim's blood. The dreaded Bubri was an oversized bird that ate meat and lurked near lochs in Scotland. According to one report, the Bubri was larger than 17 of the biggest eagles put together. It possessed a razor-sharp beak that it used to rip apart small victims, including lambs, otters, and children who wandered too close to the shore of a loch. And there is the famous story of St. Columba. In 565, an Irish monk named Columba was travelling through Scotland when he heard about a dangerous water beast that lived in the River Ness, which is connected to Loch Ness. It was said that the dragon-like creature had already killed a local resident. Columba decided to travel to the River Ness to offer his help. Columba arrived at the shore of the River Ness and asked his faithful servant, a man named Lugna McCumman, to swim across the river and return with a boat. But when McCumman jumped into the water, he disturbed the monster, which was hiding at the bottom of the river.